अस्तु आरम्भं कुर्मः. वि विल् स्टार्ट् रैट् नौ. सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनस्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ. So we will do a quick review of what happened in the last class, and we will continue. Okay, so in Abhyasa Pustakam, okay, we have three very important concepts. One is let me go to the Abhyasa Pustakam. We have bhavatah namakim, bhavatyah namakim, and mama nama. Okay, how will we translate bhavatah and bhavatyah and mama? Okay, how will we translate bhavatyah namakim? Supposing Radha Bhagini, I were to ask you, bhavatyah nama kim? Yeah. How will you answer? Okay, so supposing you will ask me. Bhagini, why don't you ask me?
Bhagini, bhavatyah nama kim?
Astu, mama nama Radhika.
Mama nama Radha. Mama nama Radha. Bhavatyah nama kim?
Mama nama Radhika. So, supposing I ask you, Narayana Murthy Mahodaya, mama nama kim? How will you answer the question?
Mama nama?
No. Mama nama kim? Mama nama.
Bhavatyah nama Radhika.
Samichena. Okay, see how I use the same words but asked a different question. Mama nama kim, and then he answered bhavatyah nama Radhika. Okay, so what does bhavatyah mean in English? Gopika Bhagini, bhavatyah ityukte kim? Ityukte means what? Bhavatyah ityukte kim?
Couldn't get you, ji, sorry.
Okay, so supposing I were to say mama nama Radhika. Okay, what does mama mean? The word mama, what is the meaning of mama?
My.
Samishena. What is the meaning of bhavatyah?
Her name is
your name. No, it is your, right? Supposing I'm asking you, bhavatyah nama kim? So how will you answer, Gopika Bhagini?
Mama nama Gopika.
So bhavatyah means your, right? What is your name? Your, not her, but your.
Okay.
Hello. Okay. Bhavatyah nama Gopika. Mama nama kim?
Bhavatyah nama
Radhika.
Radhika.
Samichina. But do you understand? You're just repeating that somebody else said, right? Supposing I'm asking you in English, what is my name? How will you answer?
Your name is Radhika.
Your name is Radhika. So I'm asking in Sanskrit now. Mama nama kim?
Bhavatyah nama Radhika.
Samichanam.
Now I understood.
So do you see the difference between bhavatyah and mama?
okay.
I will ask somebody else who just came in. Parameshwar Mahodaya and Uma Reddy.
Namaskara
Mahodaya. And Uma Reddy is also there. Uma Reddy Bhagini is there. Supposing I were to ask you, I'll ask Uma Reddy Bhagini. Bhavatyah Nama Kim?
What is your name?
Okay. So how will you answer the question in Sanskrit? Bhavatyah Nama Kim? Bhavatyah Nama Kim is the question. Hello? Bhavatyah Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Uma.
Mama Nama Uma. Astu. So if you ask me, I will say Mama Nama Radhika. So now I am asking you the question in a different way. Mama Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Kim. Mama Nama Uma.
Astu. So I am saying my name is Radhika. Right? And then I'm asking you, what is my name? Supposing I ask in English, what is my name? How will you answer?
I'm asking you
in English. What is my name? How will you answer that in English?
My name is Uma.
Yeah, right. Supposing I'm asking you, what is my name? How will you answer that in English?
Your name is Radhika.
Samichinam. Your name is Radhika. Okay. So the same question I'm going to ask in Sanskritam. Mama Nama Kim.
Mama Nama Kim.
That's the question I'm asking you. So
Mama Nama Uma.
That is what you will say. Okay? But now I am saying Mama Nama Radhika. And then just to make sure you understand, I'm asking you again. Mama Nama Kim. So you will say your name is Radhika. How will you say your in Sanskrit for a female?
Bhavatyaha Nama? Kim.
Kim is the question. But you know the answer, right? You know my name, correct?
Okay.
So how will you say your name is Radhika? Bhavatyaha Nama?
Kim.
Radhika. So instead of Kim is when you don't know the answer. When you know the answer, instead of Kim, you write the answer, right? Bhavatyaha Nama Radhika. Samichina. Avagatam, understood?
Yes, madam.
Yes, okay. So, Mahodaya, I am talking to the Parameshwar Mahodaya Idani.
Namaskar
Mahodaya. Bhavatah Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Parameshwar.
Samichina. Mama Nama, supposing I am a male, assume I am a male. Mama Nama Mohanah. Mama Nama Kim?
Bhavatah?
So it is the same like the question. Instead of Kim, you give the answer. Okay? So, for you, Mahodaya, if I don't know your name, I'll ask, Bhavatah Nama Kim? and then I remember, oh, astu astu, I know your name. Bhavatah nama Parameshwarah. Okay, so instead of Kim, I will say Parameshwarah. That is the answer. Bhavatah nama Parameshwarah. If I don't know, I will ask Bhavatah nama Kim. If I want to confirm, I'll ask Bhavatah nama Parameshwarah va. Okay, do you see the difference between these three or no? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
So, do you see the difference between these three? Bhavatah nama Kim? Bhavatah nama Parameshwarah? Nama Parameshwarah va? Do you see?
Parameshwarah
will say that. Samichina. Parameshwarah will say Mama Nama Parameshwarah. Parameshwara Mahodaya, I cannot hear you. Astu. So that is the concept between Bhavatah, Bhavatyah and Mama. Okay? Bhavatah is your. So this your, it doesn't have to be only for name. Hello?
Yes, madam.
Kalu means, is it not? So, atra we have Ramah asti, Dhanuhu asti, Dhanuhu, Ramasya Dhanuhu. Okay? Dhanuhu, kasya Dhanuhu?
Ramasya Dhanuhu.
Ramasya Dhanuhu. Kasya means question. Whose? Dhanuhu, kasya Dhanuhu? Ramasya Dhanuhu. Or, supposing the Dhanuhu is nearby, we say, Eshah Dhanuhu, Ramasya Dhanuhu. Okay? Eshah Dhanuhu, Kasya Dhanuhu?
Ramasya Dhanuhu.
Purna Vakyam. Eshah Dhanuhu, Ramasya Dhanuhu. Eshah Dhanuhu, Ramasya Dhanuhu. Okay? So, supposing I were to talk to Rama directly and I don't know whether he is Rama or Krishna or any other person, how will I ask him, who are you?
Saha Rama Hava.
Saha Rama Hava, when I asking somebody else. Is he Rama? Saha Ramahava. Very good. Okay. I'm asking somebody else. Saha Ramahava. Supposing I want to know who is he?
Bhavatah
Nama Kim. Yeah, that is if I want to talk to him. If you want to talk to him directly, I'll ask. What is your name? Okay. Very good. Bhavatah nama Kim. But if I want to know, who are you? Okay. So we have seen it in the previous class, I think. So instead of asking what is your name, we can ask who are you? How do we ask who are you? Remember this?
So,
Bhavan kaha.
Bhavan kaha.
Bhavan kaha. भवान् कः इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु नो भवान् कः हु आर् यु इफ् इट् इस् अ मेल् वि आस् कः इफ् इट् इस् अ फीमेल् वाट् विल् यु आस्
भवती का
भवती का supposing I am going to ask about myself and I am a female how will we ask
mama how Nirmala
no supposing I am aham aham
Uma
Aham Uma is the answer, but what will be the question?
Bhavati ka.
Bhavati ka is who are you, right?
Who are you?
Okay. Supposing I want to ask, who am I? How Bhavati? Will you say I? How will you say I in Sanskrit?
Aham.
How will you say my in Sanskrit? My name, my book, my house.
Mama.
Aham.
Mama. Mama, right? Mama nama. Mama. Mama is my. Mama nama Kim. What is my name? Supposing I want to say, that is my book. How will you say?
Eshaha.
पुस्तकं सो पुस्तकम् पुस्तकम् इति पदस्य लिङ्गं किं पदस्य नपुंसकलिङ्गं नपुंसकलिङ्गं सो वेन् दिस् नपुंसकलिङ्गं विल् यु से एषः और् एषा और् एतत्
एतत्
So, repeat the answer now, okay? That is my book. Or this is my book.
Etat kim? Etat mama pustakam.
Etat mama pustakam. Okay? Etat mama pustakam. So, what does mama mean? What does mama mean?
My.
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 My. Okay. Etat mama pustakam. Supposing you want to say, she is my daughter.
She is my
Let's say she is far away. Bhavatyaha means what? Bhavatyaha.
She is.
भवत्याः इस् युवर् रैट् भवत्याः नाम भवत्याः पुस्तकं भवत्याः गृहं भवत्याः शाटिका मम एषा
मम पुत्री
मम
पुत्री
ओके सो यु सी द डिफ्रेन्स् बिट्वीन् भवत्याः एण्ड् मम Okay, another one.
For she, we use Esha, Vati.
Yeah, we say she, for she, we say Esha, and what else can we say for she?
Near, near.
If she is far, what do we say? Esha will become? Sa, Samichina.
So for both, we use in place of she, right?
Yeah, very good. For both, we say she.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, in English, Angila Bhashayam, Vedaha Nasti. Vedaha means difference is not there. Far or near, it is she or he or that, this. I mean, we say that or this to show far and near. But for she and he, it is always she and he, whether it is far or near.
Okay,
all right. Now, when I ask, who am I? And I am a female. So I keep repeating just to make sure you understand. Okay? Supposing I were to ask, who am I? And I am a male. How will I ask the question? So it's not my, it is not mama anymore, but it is?
भवति
अहम्
अहम्
अहम् ऐ ऐ ऐ इस् अहम् ऐ इस् अहम् सो ऐ एम् अ मेल् हौ विल् ऐ आस्क् हू एम् ऐ
अहम्
अहम् अहम्
गोष्ठ
अहं कः
ओके सो वन् पर्सन् सेड् अहं कः इस् दट् करेक्ट् और् इट् इस् नाट् करेक्ट्
सा मेडम्
इस् दट् रैट् और् राङ्ग् अहं कः
Correct, madam.
Correct, okay. How many of you say it is wrong? Yes. How many of you can give me a different answer? Aham kaha, for who am I? Okay, so I think it is correct. Aham kaha, who am I? Okay. So how will you say? How will you say? You are a... what do you want that person to be? You are a student. How will you go for
aham
student?
Vidyarthini.
Aham vidyarthi.
Aham vidyarthi means I am a student. Right? Aham vidyarthi. Or aham chatra. Aham chatra means I am a student. But you want to say you are a student.
Bhavatah vidyarthi.
Punaha vadatu.
Bhavatya.
Bhavatah vidyarthi.
Okay, so I see two answers now. Bhavatah and bhavatyah. Any other answers?
I am back. Only two.
Okay, so here the question is, I want to say you are a student, male. So there are two
Bhavataha
answers.
Bhavataha Vidyarthi.
Bhavataha Vidyarthi. Okay, next answer. Is that correct? Bhavataha? What does Bhavataha mean? भवतः विद्यार्थि दट् मीन्स् ऐ एम् सेयिङ्ग् योर् विद्यार्थि इस् दट् करेक्ट्
विद्यार्थ्या
भवत्याः विद्यार्थ्या ओके सो भवत्याः मीन् वाट् इस् भवत्याः मीन् भवत्याः पुस्तकं भवत्याः फेमिनिन् जेण्डर् युवर् सो वेन् ऐ से भवत् इस् नाट् विद्यार्थिन्या बट् विद्यार्थिनी ओके सपोसिङ्ग् ऐ से भवत्याः विद्यार्थिनी मीन्स् युवर् विद्यार्थिनी इस् दट् करेक्ट्
राङ्ग् मेडम्
No. Okay, so what is the correct one?
Bhavatyaha Vidyarthi.
Bhavatyaha means your.
Your.
Tava Vidyarthi.
Bhavan. Esha is Strilingam. So let's not use Vidyarthi, Vidyarthi. It's very confusing. We will use Chatraha and Chatra. Okay?
Ji, can you say what's the meaning for Bhavan and Bhavati?
Bhavan is good question, Bhagini. Okay, this is the most important question. Bhavan is you.
Okay.
Bhavati is also you. Okay. So okay, can you all see the screen?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So the teacher is saying, "Aham Lata." Bhavan kaha, who are you? and he says aham janardhanah. So again she says aham lata bhavati ka. So she says aham nirmala, and then other people go on to say bhavan kah, aham vaidyah, aham vidyarthi. So instead of vidyarthi we say chhatrah, pullinga. Aham grihini, aham chhatra. Avagatam? So bhavan is you, bhavati is also you,
you.
Aham is I am, like that. Aham, I am. So contrast this with bhavati and bhavatyah. So here he introduces mama nama Sureshah bhavatah namake. So here he's not saying aham Sureshah. Okay, understood? This is a very, very important difference. How many of you understand? How many of you do not understand?
I have understood.
I do not understand.
Okay, so I hear one person saying, I do not understand.
I have understood.
Understood.
Okay, so for the person
so
who says,
Bhavan comes, we say mama. Bhavataha means we say mama.
Yeah, so bhavataha, bhavatyaha and mama, they go together. Okay? Bhavataha means your. Bhavatyaha is also your. I can ask, where is your house? Okay? I can ask him, where is your house? Directly, I'm talking to him directly. How will you ask, where is your house?
Bhavataha griham.
No, where?
Griham kutra.
Kutra. Kutra is where, right?
Where?
So we can add asti. Asti means is. Bhavataha griham kutra asti.
Kutra.
Kutra asti. Bhavataha griham kutra asti. And he will answer, my house is here. How will he answer that, my house is here?
Mama griham.
Mama griham.
Atra asti.
Atra asti. Atra asti. Okay. So when the question is bhavatah or bhavatyah, the answer will start with mama, my. Okay. Understood so far this concept? Bhavatah. Bhavatah syutah kutra asti. Where is your bag?
Bag.
Supposing you want to say, my bag is over there. How will you answer that?
Mama syutaha atra asti.
Mama syutaha atra asti. Atava tatra asti. Or anyatra asti. Something. Anyatra asti. Tatra asti. But the key thing is mama. My. Because the question was your. Bhavataha or bhavatyaha. Where is your bag? Okay? So the answer will be mama. My bag. Okay? Bhavataha or bhavatyaha means your. Mama is I. Whether it is male or female, it is my. Okay? Now, we go to bhavan bhavati. So, we are here now. Bhavan. So, we finish asti, nasti. Atra tatra. We are here. So, here the question is bhavan.
You.
Bhavan chhatra hava. Or bhavan kaha. Bhavan purusha hava. Bhavan वैद्यः वा सो वाट् विल् हि आन्सर्
न अहं वैद्यः
न सो हि विल् आन्सर् वित् अहम् अण्ड् नाट् मम
अहं
अहं सो द की पायिण्ट् हियर् इस् इफ् द क्वश्चन् इस् भवान् और् भवति the answer is aham aham avagatam or no
yeah
see, is there any difference between bhavatyah and bhavan
of course bhavatyah and bhavatah is your
okay
bhavan is you
okay now let's come back to Rama's picture. So I am asking him directly. Hey Rama. Okay. Bhavatah dhanuhu kutra asti. I am asking him. Bhavatah dhanuhu kutra asti. How will Rama answer?
Mama.
Mama dhanuhu.
Answer will be Mama.
Mama dhanuhu atra asti.
मम धनुः अत्र अस्ति ओके हि विल् आन्सर् मम धनुः अत्र अस्ति ओके सो इफ् ऐ आस्क् हिम् हे राम भवान् कुत्र अस्ति वाट् डस् दट् मीन् भवान् कुत्र अस्ति वेर् आर् यु हौ विल् हि आन्सर्
Where are you, Rama?
How will Rama answer?
Aham.
Atra asmi. Okay. We haven't learned asmi, but the answer is asmi. Aham atra asmi. Aham Understood this one? Aham anyatra asmi. अन्यत्र अस्मि सो इफ् यु टाकिङ्ग् अबौट् अहं देन् इट् इस् अस्मि इफ् यु आर् टाकिङ्ग् अबौट् समथिङ्ग् एल्स् इट् इस् अस्ति ऐ केन् से धनुः अस्ति अहम् अस्मि अस्मि भोः धनि समीचीनम् अस्मि मीनिङ्ग् ऐ एम् हियर् अहम् अस्मि ओके सो वेन् द क्वश्चन् इस् भवान् दि आन्सर् इस् अहम् अस्मि लैक् देट् अवगतं वा
अवगतम्
So here we have the concept. Aham Sandhya. Aham Mahila. Aham Chatura. I am intelligent. Aham Chatura. Aham Bharatiya. Aham Sakhi. Aham Vaidya. Aham Putri. So I can ask her, Bhavati Ka. Okay. So I am going to ask each and one of you. Aham Govindah, Aham Purushah, Aham Kriyashilah, Aham Videshiyah, foreigner, Aham Mitram, Aham Pachakah. Okay. So the question will be Bhavati Ka or Bhavan Kah. And the answer will be Aham. So I want each and one of you to say two sentences. One is using aham and one is using mama. Okay? Do you understand what I want you to do?
No.
Okay. I will start. Okay? Okay. Aham mahila. Mama karyanam. अन्यत्र अस्ति avagatam aham and mama the correct usage of aham and mama okay all right who wants to go first
aham purushah
narayan murthy
okay somebody has already started aham purushah
mama griham atra asti
atra asti samichina mama griham aham and mama very good somebody else narayana murthy mahodaya
aham purushah mama vahanam anyatra asti
samichina samichina somebody else aham and mama
aham radha mama karyanam anyatra asti
karyanam anyatra asti
karyanam anyatra asti
anyatra asti samichina somebody else
aham ramya
ramya bhagini swagatam
मम गृहम् अन्यत्र अस्ति
समीचीनं समीचीनं somebody else गोपिका भगिनी अथवा उमा भगिनी
अहं विदेशीया
विदेशीया समीचीनं
मम
मम गृहं यु केन् इवन् आस्क् अ
क्वश्चन्
मम गृहं कुत्र
अस्ति
मै हौस् मम गृहं कुत्र अस्ति बिकास् ऐ एम् अ फारिनर् मम गृहं कुत्र अस्ति समीचीनम् समीचीनं भगिनि अन्य कोऽपि somebody else who did not answer
aham mitram aham
so bagini so bagini mitram is generally used for pullinga okay for male okay so for female you say aham sakhi
sakhi aham sakhi
aham sakhi
मम शुनकः अत्र
अस्ति मम शुनकः अत्र अस्ति समीचीनं ओके नौ डिड् एव्रिबडि आन्सर् ओके सो ऐ एम् टेकिङ्ग् एव्रिबडि आन्सर् ओके नौ फार् भवान् एण्ड् भवतः प्रयोगः okay so you talk to somebody
bagdi somebody was telling kutra means that question no
yeah kutra that is fine yeah that is fine kutra asti where is my house yeah samichana
oh okay. so we have to answer
no that's okay no I was just look the main thing I was looking for is aham and mama that's all
oh okay
aham and mama the proper understanding okay. of aham and mama
okay
now I want to know whether you have a proper understanding of bhavan and bhavatah or bhavati and bhavatyah okay all right so if I am talking to a male okay I will say bhavan पाचकः यु आर् अ कुक् भवान् पाचकः भवतः पात्रम् अन्यत्र अस्ति अथवा अत्र नास्ति ओके भवान् अण्ड् भवतः आर् यु केन् से भवती अण्ड् भवत्याः लैक् भवती चतुरा or bhavati mahila to show that you are talking to a female or you can ask a question bhavati ka and then bhavatyah something भवत्याः व्यजन व्यजन अत्र नास्ति और् तत्र नास्ति ओके भवान् भवतः और् भवती भवत्याः ओके ओके हू वाण्ट्स् टु गो फस्ट् ओके ऐ विल् काल् आन् पीपल्
भवती का
भवती का
अहं
न न न सो यु हेव् टु यूस् भवती भवत्याः भवान् भवतः और् यु गिव् दि आन्सर् भवती का अहं भवत्याः एण्ड् मम ओके वदतु
अहं गृहिणी
भवती का अहं गृहिणी ओके नौ फार् भवत्याः
भवत्याः नाम किम्
भवत्याः नाम किम् अण्ड् दि आन्सर्
मम नाम उमा
समीचीनं भवती दि आन्सर् इस् अहं भवत्याः दि आन्सर् इस् मम अस्तु समीचीनं सो यु अण्डर्स्टुड् रैट् भवान् भवती ऐ मीन् भवती भवत्याः लैक् दट् अस्तु नेक्स्ट् पर्सन्
भवतः गुरुवा
भवतः
गुरुवा
न न भवान् गुरुः वा गुरुः गुरुः वा
गुरुः वा
एण्ड् दि आन्सर् विल् बि
न सारि न अहं गुरुः न गुरुः न
समीचीनं भवान् अण्ड् अहं समीचीनं नौ केन् यु यूस् भवतः अथवा भवत्याः
भवत्याः कार्यानं कुत्र अस्ति भवतः सोरि भवत्याः भवतः शाला पाठशाला
भवतः पाठशाला कुत्र अस्ति वाट् विल् बि दि आन्सर्
मम पाठशाला
मम समीचीनं मम पाठशाला अत्र अस्ति तत्र समीचीनं ओके नेक्स्ट् पर्सन्
नारायणमूर्ति
वदतु महोदय
भवान् छात्रः
भवतः पुस्तकं
कुत्र अस्ति
समीचीनं
भवती वैद्या भवत्याः वैद्यालयः कुत्र अस्ति
भवत्याः वैद्यालयः कुत्र अस्ति समीचीनं भवती भवत्याः समीचीनं महोदय
भवती वैद्या भवत्याः वैद्यालयः कुत्र अस्ति
वैद्यालयः कुत्र अस्ति अस्तु समीचीनं नेक्स्ट् पर्सन्
भवती का
भवती का
भवत्याः शाटिका अस्ति
भवत्याः शाटिका अस्ति दट् मीन्स् यु हेव् अ सारी अस्तु समीचीनं वेरि गुड् बहु समीचीनं भगिनि नेक्स्ट् पर्सन्
भवती का अहं महिला
अहं महिला अस्तु
भवत्याः माला कुत्र अस्ति
भवत्याः माला कुत्र अस्ति? And the answer will be
मम माला अत्र अस्ति.
समीचीन. भवती, अहं, भवत्याः, मम. ओके, अस्तु. भवान् कः?
भवान् कः?
Let's say he is a teacher, शिक्षकः. How will he say, I am a teacher?
Aham.
शिक्षकः. अहं शिक्षकः.
अहं शिक्षकः. भवान् कः? अहं शिक्षकः.
भवान् कः? अहं शिक्षकः. Now ask him something about your. What is your? Where is your?
Bhavatah griham kutra asti.
Bhavatah griham kutra asti. And the answer will be
aham griham.
Aham na. Aham is I.
Mama.
Mama griham.
भवत्याः एण्ड् भवतः इस् युवर् एण्ड् मम इस् मै.
भवतः गृहं कुत्र अस्ति?
भवतः गृहं कुत्र अस्ति?
सो ही विल् आन्सर् लैक् मम गृहम् अन्यत्र अस्ति.
अन्यत्र अस्ति. समीचीनम्. यु अण्डर्स्टुड् वेल् भगिनि? ओके, नौ लेट् वदतु वदतु भगिनि.
भवती का? विद्यार्थी. भवान् छात्र वा?
भवान् छात्रः वा?
छात्रः वा? छात्रः.
अहम्. ओके, द वर्ड् शुड् बि अहम्. ऐ वाण्ट् हियर् इट् क्लियर्लि. अहम्. अहं छात्रः.
छात्रः.
Okay, so now in comparison with your, a question and answer with your and my. Gopika Bagini, ask him, where is your TV?
Okay, what should he say for TV? भवान् दूरदर्शन? भवतः दूरदर्शन कुत्र अस्ति?
दूरदर्शनं, बिकास् दूरदर्शन् इस् हिन्दी. दूरदर्शनं.
दूरदर्शनं कुत्र अस्ति?
कुत्र अस्ति? सो हौ विल् ही आन्सर्?
मम दूरदर्शनं अत्र अस्ति. कुत्र अस्ति? अन्यत्र
अस्तु. कुत्र? अन्यत्र अस्ति, अत्र अस्ति, कुत्र अस्ति, all those things. But the point is mama. Okay?
Mama.
If the question is your, the answer is mama. I. My. If the answer is you, if the question is you, the answer is I. Okay? So now, let's go to one exercise I have given as homework.
भगिनी, इति दूरवाणी आ दूरदर्शनम्?
टेलिविशन्
दूरदर्शनं दूरदर्शनं बिकास् टु सी रैट् टु सी इस् दर्शनं वाणी इस् फार् फोन् दूरवाणी दट् इस् सौण्ड् वाणी इस् सौण्ड् दूरवाणी
ओके
फोन् या टेलिफोन् टेलि मीन् दूर फार् दूरदर्शनं सीयिङ्ग् दूरवाणी हियरिङ्ग् सौण्ड्
Okay.
So here we have a conversation between two people. Okay, Raghavah and Vaidehi. Because they are far away, you have to figure out Eshah, Sah. So you know, we will start the exercise now. So all we had to do is to pick between the two words which one we want. Okay, so Raghava is calling Vaidehi and they are talking. Namo namaha, bhavatyah nama kim, right? How will Vaidehi answer namo namaha? Will she say aha or mama?
Mama nama
Vaidehi. Okay, so everyone understands this, right? Why not aham? Why is it mama? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so now she is asking him, bhavatyah nama kim or bhavatah nama kim?
Bhavatah nama kim.
Bhavatah. Why bhavatah?
Male gender.
Male, yeah. Male gender, so it is Bhavatah. Pullinga. Pullinga. Therefore, Bhavatah nama kim. So how will he answer?
Mama nama Raghavah.
Mama nama Raghavah. Not aham nama Raghavah. Okay. Mama nama Raghavah. And then the next thing is, he says, I am a student.
Aham chatra.
Aham chatra. Okay. Can he say aham chatra?
No.
Chatra is pullinga. Chatra is strilinga. Why is it strilinga? How do we know it is strilinga?
Awesome.
Correct. ఆకారాంత స్త్రీలింగ పదం. ఆ మీన్స్ స్త్రీలింగ. ఓకే, అహ మీన్స్ పుల్లింగ. అహ వర్సెస్ ఆ. అహం ఛాత్రః ఇస్ హౌ రాఘవః విల్ ఆన్సర్. నౌ హి ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్ నౌ హి ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్ హర్ హు ఆర్ యు Bhavati ka. Does everyone agree Bhavati ka?
Bhavati ka.
Bhavati ka. Can he say Bhavati kaha?
No.
So if I want to use kaha, what will this have to be?
Bhavan.
Bhavan kaha. Bhavati ka. Okay. If it is kaha, it should be bhavan. Okay. If it is ka, it should be bhavati. Bhavati ka. And then he is asking, bhavati vaidya va. So she says, aham
vaidya.
Aham vaidya. Will she say aham vaidya or mama vaidya?
Aham.
Aham Vaidya. So are you sure about that? It's not mama?
Yes.
Very good. Aham Vaidya. Okay. If you have any questions, now is the time to ask, because we are going to keep going forward. Okay. Throwing a ball. In some places, the ball is known as Kandukaha. But for now, we'll call it Kandukam. Okay. Throwing a ball.
Etat kim?
etat kim or what can we say
tat kim
tat kim but because he is showing that means it is close by right etat kim that is correct etat kim and then he is asking the question okay by looking at the, yeah by looking at the answer he is purposely showing a different word because Raghava says na okay that means he's not saying the correct word okay so looking at that etat that's what she is asking on purpose okay
tat
pustakam na tat kandukam okay in somebody's house there's a lot of noise can you please mute it okay yeah thank you by the way the recording will not sound good okay so okay I still hear a lot of noise so Raghava says na tat pustakam na tat kandaka why is he saying tat and not etat why they okay I'm going to mute everybody okay yeah. So whenever you want to answer please unmute answer and then please mute it yeah now the recording will be much clearer if you want to answer and then mute it back okay now Vaidehi is showing and then she says etat kim etat pustakam va and Raghava he says tat pustakam na why did he say tat and not etat Vaidehi said etat why can't he also say etat
because it's far away
do you understand that if it's far away you say tat because they are on the phone they are not nearby talking to each other tat pustakam na tat kandukam okay now let's go to the next sentence vaidehi pointing to somebody near Raghav okay how will he say who is he I mean how will she say who is he So do you want me to call on
her?
Eshaha.
Okay, so Eshaha means what? Eshaha.
Yes.
Okay, who said Eshaha? Can you please tell me why you said Eshaha? What does Eshaha mean?
Near, nearby.
Nearby. And it is the pullinga padam, right? Male. So, but Vaidehi is pointing to somebody near Raga. Right? So, for Vaidehi, should she say Eshaha or Saha?
Saha.
And then should he say Saha, Ka or Kim?
Saha, Kaha.
Okay. Okay, whoever said Eshaha, it is Eshaha for Raga. But it is Saha for Vaidehi.
Okay.
For Vaidehi it is Saha. But for Raghava it is Eshaha. Okay, and it is a male So it cannot be tat, it cannot be sa. It is saha. Saha and then kaha. Because ka is strilinga, but here it is male. And kim is napumsakalinga. Okay, I'm going to mute again. Again, I'm sharing a lot of noise. Okay, once you unmute, please mute back once you finish answering or asking the question. Okay, so Raghava says, he is Pranav. How will he answer that he is Pranav? Now this person is near Raghav.
Yeshaha Pranav.
Pranavaha.
Pranavaha.
Yeshaha Pranavaha.
Pranavaha.
Eshaha Pranavaha. So do you think she is correct? She said Eshaha Pranavaha.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now we go to the next sentence. Vaidehi is asking, Pranavaha, will she ask the question kaha, ka or kim? Pranav, like he's asked, first of all, what does this sentence mean? Pranavaha. Will she ask kaha, ka or kim? Pranavaha kaha or pranavaha ka or pranavaha kim?
Pranavaha kaha.
Pranavaha
kaha.
Kaha. Does anybody have any other answer?
Pranavaha kaha.
Pranavaha kaha. So if I say pranavaha kim, am I wrong?
No, you are right.
Yes, she's wrong, madam.
I am wrong. Why? Why am I wrong?
Because we use it for napumsakalinga.
Napumsakalinga. Okay. If I say pranavaha ka, am I wrong?
Yes, correct.
Yes, because ka is for strilinga. Pranavaha is pullinga. So I cannot mix pullingam and strilingam. Okay, they have to match. Okay, so she asks, pranavaha kaha. And then, what is the next question she asks? Bhavataha putraha va or putri va. Which is correct?
Bhavataha putraha va.
Putraha va. If I say putri, am I wrong?
Wrong, madam.
Yes. Wrong. Because putri is strilingam.
Strilingam.
Putri is strilingam. Putraha is pullingam. Bhavataha is pullingam. What does pullingam. Bhavataha mean?
Your.
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 What does bhavan
your.
Mean?
You.
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 You. You. Okay. You is? Bhavan. Okay. Your is Bhavataha.
Bhavataha.
Bhavataha and Bhavan. Okay. Now Raghav says, will he choose Sa, Esha, Saha, Eshaha, Tat, Esat? What will he choose?
Saha.
Saha means he is far away. Is he far away or near?
Near.
Near. Eshaha. So, Eshaha. Mama.
Putraha.
Putraha. Eshaha. Mama putraha. Okay, so when the question is Bhavataha putraha va, the answer is Eshaha. Mama putraha. Okay, Bhavataha. Mama, you are my. Understood or no?
Ji, pranavaha kaha means who is Pranav? Is that meaning?
Pranavaha kaha. This is a question. Pranavaha kaha means who is Pranavaha?
Who is? Okay.
So if you say saha pranavaha, what does saha pranavaha mean?
Who is Pranavaha?
No, Saha Pranavaha.
He is Pranavaha.
सः मीन्स् हि सपोसिङ्ग् ऐ से एषः प्रणवः वाट् इस् दट् मीन्
हि इस् दिस् इस् प्रणव
हि इस् प्रणवः हि इस् प्रणव दिस् इस् प्रणव दट् इस् प्रणव सः मीन्स् दट् इस् प्रणव हि इस् प्रणव दट् इस् प्रणव एषः प्रणवः दिस् इस् प्रणव हि इस् प्रणव ओके अस्तु ओके नौ He is asking the question. Aam, eshaha mama putraha. Now, he is asking her. Bhavatyaha putri, because it's a question. Whether it will be putra or atra or satra.
Bhavatyaha atra asti.
So if I say atra asti, it cannot be a question, correct? So if I give the answer atra asti, how will the question be?
Bhavatya putri kutra asti.
Kutra.
Kutra.
Yeah. So if you don't know, we ask kutra asti. But if we think we know the answer, if we want to verify, what word will we have to add to make it a question?
Wow.
No, if you say kutra asti, we don't add va. Because kutra asti is already a question. Okay?
Atra asti va.
Atra asti va. Okay? Bhavatyaha putri kutra asti. That is a question. But supposing I want to know, is your daughter here? How will I ask, is your daughter here?
Bhavatya putri?
Atra asti.
Atra asti
va. Atra asti va. Is your daughter here? Supposing I'm saying, your daughter is here. How will you translate that question, that sentence? भवत्याः पुत्री अत्र अस्ति योर् डाटर् इस् हियर् सपोसिङ्ग् ऐ वाण्ट् टु आस्क् द क्वश्चन् इस् योर् डाटर् देर्
भवत्याः पुत्री तत्र अस्ति
वा ओके ऐ वुड् लैक् सम्बडि एल्स् टु आन्सर् ओके ऐ हियर् ओन्ली वन् वाय्स् गोपिका भगिनी सम्बडि एल्स् supposing I want to say this sentence, your son is there. It can be Bhavan or Bhavati.
Bhavan.
So if you are talking to a male, okay, and you are saying your son is over there, how will you say?
Bhavatah putra atra asti.
Bhavatah, visarga. I want to hear the ha sound. Bhavatah putra
atra asti.
Tatra asti. Your son is over there. Okay? Bhavatah putraha tatra asti. But if I want to make sure that your son is over there, how will you ask the person?
Bhavatah putra atra asti va. Tatra asti va.
Bhavatah putraha.
Putraha tatra asti va.
Asti va. So the va is there to confirm, to verify. Okay? So here, coming back to our sentence here. Bhavatyaha putri kutra asti is a question. But if I want to confirm, Bhavatyaha putri atra asti va. Or Bhavatyaha putri tatra asti va. That becomes a question. if I just say bhavatyah putri tatra asti, that's not a question, that's a statement, correct?
Yes.
Avagatam, everybody understand that point?
Avagatam.
Avagatam. If somebody doesn't understand, say na avagatam.
Avagatam. Avagatam.
Okay. Next sentence. Mama putri Saumya. So she says nasti. What will she say? So the next sentence says anyatra asti. So which word will be the correct word? Atra nasti, tatra nasti. What will she say?
Atra.
Mama putri. Atra nasti is correct. Atra nasti. Is supposing she says tatra nasti, is that correct or no?
Wrong.
How many of you say if she says mama putri Saumya, tatra nasti is correct or not correct? Supposing I say correct. It is correct.
Correct.
Correct also. Atra nasti, tatra nasti. Both are correct. Right? Atra nasti, tatra nasti. Supposing I say mama putri Saumya, kutra nasti. Is that correct or wrong?
That is
not correct,
right?
Because, that is a question. Okay? So I can say mama putri Saumya atra nasti, mama putri Saumya tatra nasti. So if I say the answer is atra anyatra asti, will I say sa or esha?
Sa
anyatra asti. Supposing I say esha anyatra asti, am I right or wrong?
Wrong.
Why wrong?
Esha is for near.
So if I say esha, that means atra. Only for atra we say esha. Okay? Okay. Next sentence. Bhavatyaha samipe. Samipe means near. Bhavatyaha samipe kim asti? That is a question. So the answer is kupi. Kupi va. So if I say kupi va, will you say sa or esha, saha, eshaha, tat or etat? Which word will be the most correct?
Saha kupi va.
Okay, so I hear tat, I hear saha. Why did you say tat?
Because it is pulling.
So kupi is strilinga. Kupi is strilinga. Correct. So for kupi strilinga, and it is far away for Raghav because it is closer to Vaidehi, will he choose sa or esha or saha? Sa. Correct. Why sa?
Ikaranta
Strilinga. Kupi is Ikaranta Strilinga. Okay? So for Strilinga, we use either Sa or Esha. Right? Because Strilinga, Kupi, we use Sa or Esha. Will he say Sa or Esha? Which one is more correct?
Sa.
Why not Esha?
It is far away from Raghav.
It is far away for Raghav. So he used Sa. Okay, that everybody understand this? Okay, so I'll say it again. Okay, so Kupi is a Strilinga Padam. How do I know it is Strilinga?
Ending sound
is E. If it is A or E, it is Strilinga. So, of all this, which is Strilinga? Sa esha or saha esha or tat etat?
Sa esha.
Sa esha. So, between sa and esha. Sa means what? Esha means what? Sa means near or far. Esha means near or far.
Sa means far away. Esha means near.
Sa means far away. Esha means nearby. So, what are the clues we are getting? Bhavatyah samipe. So, it is near to Vaidehi, which means it is far away from Raghav. So, he will choose Sa or Esha. Which one will he choose?
Sa.
Sa. Sa. Sa Kutiva will be the correct one. Okay? So, she will say, Aam. Now, what will she say?
Aam Esha Kuti.
Esha Mama Jalakoopi. Because the question was Bhavatyah. Avagatam. Bhavatyah. So she will say Mama. Understand? Mama. Esha Mama Jalakoopi. So she says, Raghava, Bhavatah Karyanam. So this is a question. So which word will be the most appropriate?
Kutra.
Kutra. Okay, we already went through that. If you say atra, tatra, anyatra, how will we change that into a question? Kutra. No, so supposing I want to say atra or tatra, atra asti, tatra asti, anyatra asti. How will we change that into a question?
Bhavatah karyana atra asti va tatra asti va.
Va. So we add va to it. If we add va to it, the statement changes to a question. Correct? Bhavatah karyanam kutra asti. That is the pure question. You have no clue where it is. Bhavatah karyanam kutra asti. Supposing I see a karyanam that I think is yours. I say, Bhavatah karyanam atra asti va. Is your car here? Understood? So if you add a va to it, you are confirming. You are verifying. Avagatam?
Yep.
Does anybody want me to repeat it?
Not necessary.
Okay, I'm assuming no. Alright. So the next sentence. Blank, tatra nasti. That means, what would she have asked Raghava? Bhavatah karyanam. For him to say tatra nasti, what would she have asked him?
Tatra asti va.
Saha tatra asti.
So she would have asked, Bhavatah karyanam atra asti va. She would have asked, atra asti va.
Atra asti va.
Is it here? Is it near me? She would have asked, atra asti va.
Atra asti va.
Atra asti va. Then Raga would have said, tatra nasti. What would he have chosen? Sa esha, saha esha, tat etat. Which will be the correct word?
Saha tatra asti.
So karyanam. Is it pullinga, strilinga, napumsakalinga?
Napumsakalinga.
Napumsakalinga. So which one is the most appropriate for napumsakalinga? It's very confusing, isn't it?
Tat.
Tat or etat. Okay, it shouldn't be confusing if you etat. Know the rules properly, correct? Karyanam is napumsakalinga. So it should be only tat or etat. Correct? Kupi Strilinga. So the only two choices are sa and esha. Okay. Putraha is pullinga. So it should be only taha or eshaha. So that you should be very, very clear. Okay? You shouldn't get confused when you see so many. Okay. That is the whole point of this exercise. Avagatam. Karyanam means it should be only tat or etat. You cannot say sa, esha, esaha, eshaha. That means you did not understand. That's what it means. Bhavataha karyana.
Etat tatra asti.
So if you say etat, how can you say tatra?
Tatra means there.
There. Yeah. So etat means something which is nearby, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So when you say tatra, what would be the correct form, tat or etat?
Tat
will be there. Tatra asti. So if you say saha, that means you are pointing to an object which is pullinga. Right? Saha can be used only with pullinga words. Like putraha, chatraha, chamasaha, chashakaha, asandaha. Then you can use saha.
Tatra asti.
Tatra asti. Is this concept clear or no?
Yes, clear.
I think for some people it is not clear. So this is what I want you to do. I want everyone to do this exercise and send it to me for homework. For homework.
Esha.
Correction.
Esha
correction.
Tatra asti.
So how can you say Eshaha? So there are two things wrong in that. Hello. When you say tatra, it can be only sa, saha or tat. That is because it is far away. Tatra means far away. Right? So you can use only sa, saha or tat. Understand?
Okay, madam.
Understand. So, it depends on the object. Then you choose either sa, saha or tat. Karyanam is napumsakalinga padam. Right? So, if it is napumsakalinga padam, will you say tat or saha or sa?
Tat.
How many of you say it is saha?
Bhavatyaha. Next time.
Bhavatyaha.
Pullinga padam.
Bhavataha is a pullinga padam. Astu. Okay. Can you just complete this sentence? Blank tatra asti. And we are talking about a karyanam which is far away. Karyanam that is far away. Which one of these will you use? Supposing, yeah. So we have karyanam. Karyanam, is it napumsakalinga padam, pullinga padam or strilinga padam?
Napumsakalinga padam.
Napumsakalinga padam. Okay. So, will you use sa or saha or tat?
Tat.
Tat. Because it is far away, right? Tatra asti. So, anything starting with A, we can eliminate right away. because it is tatra. Supposing I change it to atra, what can you eliminate?
A.
We cannot eliminate A, right? Because it is atra. So it should be either esha, eshaha or etat. But because it is napumsakalinga padam, it can be only etat. But now it is tatra asti. So it is tat tatra asti. Is this very confusing?
You should work to it for next 2 or 4 days.
Yes, you next part, class you also we should do this. So,
no, you are taught,
I want
you. Taught the basics.
What?
You are taught the basics. Now you have to work on this for every day.
Exactly. I have taught the basics. Now I want to know whether you understood the basics. That's correct. So tatra means we cannot use anything starting with A. Eshaha, esha, etat. That is only for atra. Okay. So if we have atra, I cannot use sa, saha or sat. We can use things only starting with A. Esha, eshaha or etat. Okay. So unless we know this basic worksheet, we cannot proceed further. Avagatam?
Yeah.
See, the answer is atra, not tatra, but if it is anyatra asti means, then what you will tell?
Yeah, so anyatra asti, it cannot be esha, right?
Uh-huh.
We cannot say esha anyatra. Esha means only for atra. Esha atra asti, eshaha atra asti, etat atra asti. But for tatra or anyatra, I can use sa, saha or tat. Correct? Yeah. So this is the basic. So if you are confused about the basics, we cannot proceed further. Okay?
Whichever starts with A is nearby. Like
nearby. Anything starting with A is nearby.
Atra.
Okay, so now the final question. Mama karaduravani. Duravani means phone. Karaduravani, cell phone or jangama duravani. We can say hand phone or cellular phone. So the next, aham na janami. Aham na janami means I don't know. So what will be the most appropriate answer? Mama karaduravani.
Kutra.
Kutra. So if I have a question mark, then kutra is correct. I don't have a question mark.
Then aham na janami means
aham na janami means I don't know where it is.
Then it will be kutra asti. Okay.
Atra asti.
How about anyatra?
Oh.
Anyatra asti.
Anyatra asti. Okay. So we have discussed all the answers, right? So I want you to write the answers for me. If you can fill it up on the sheet, good. Otherwise, you can just put a number. 1, 2, 3, like that. And then you give me the answer. For 1, the answer is Bhavatyaha, which I've already done. So for 2, I will have 2 answers, correct? So you choose whichever way you want. I want all of you to send me the answer. Otherwise,
how do you send it to you?
So you can just send it to me via email.
Oh God.
RadiRadi@gmail.com. Or you have my WhatsApp phone number, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the homework and the recording, I'm going to require all of you to send me the homework for correction. Okay. Okay, so I just want to go a little bit further, which you already know. Ramasya dhanuho. So if I'm talking to Rama, how will I say this is your dhanuho?
Rama.
Rama.
Hey Rama.
Hey Rama. Eshaha.
Eshaha.
Your. How will you say your?
Bhavataha.
Bhavataha. Very good. Eshaha bhavataha dhanuho. Okay. Eshaha bhavataha dhanuho. So I'm going to fast forward to Srilinga. Okay. Do they have Srilinga here? Okay. So I'm going to fast forward to Srilinga. Wait. Okay, anyway, so let's say there is a Sita here. And then I'm telling her, hey Sita, this is your sari. How will I tell Sita your sari? Hey Sita, Esha, this is Esha.
Bhavatyaha
Chatika. Samichina. I was looking for Bhavatyaha. Okay. So that is the answer. All right. So Viramama, the time is up. Shanti Mantram Vadamaha. So do you have any questions? Bhavan, Bhavataha, Bhavati, Bhavatyaha, Aham, Mama. These are the key words for this class. Any question? Of course, from the past, we have Eshah, Sah, Esha, Sa, Esha,
Sa. Hashya.
What's the question?
Hashya. Hashya means name.
Kakshya means class. Kakshya.
Kakshya. Kakshya. Sa. Yeah.
Oh, Kakshya. Kakshya means food.
Food.
Okay, so I'm going to send you two homework. One is the homework which we just did in class. You're going to repeat it and send me the answer. And then I'm going to send you a new homework which has all these questions. Kasya, kasyaha. Whose? Who? Your. My.
Kasyaha.
Kasyaha means? Kasyaha means the same thing, whose, but for female. Supposing, you know, you are here and I'm asking you.
Okay.
Uma kasyaha nama. Kasyaha nama Uma. And then Uma will say, Mama nama Uma.
Uma.
Okay. And if okay. I ask, Kasya nama Parameshwaraha. Kasya. Because it is for a male. It refers to a male. So he will say, Mama Nama Parameshwaraha. Okay. Any other question? That was a very good question. Kasya. Any other question? Okay. So we have to make sure all of us understand the basics. Then we will move faster if we understand the basics. Okay? Asta.
Okay.
Okay. Shanti Mantra Vadamaha. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. Sarve Santu Niramayah. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kasche Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Guru Shyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Bahu Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadji.
Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavadaha. 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 Dhanyavadaha.